our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
On the phone, a man we didn't really need to get because Blue impersonates him that well.
Oh, g'day, boys. Matty Nix here. What about naming Tex Walker on the wing? Thought that'd get a bit of a laugh in the first round.
Well, he joins us live on the Rush Hour. Adelaide Crows coach Matty Nix. G'day, Matty. Welcome.
Thanks very much, guys. Good to be on.
Is that Louie or Nixie? They sound the same.
Oh, Nixie. Oh, what about that? Greg Blewett's trying to take you off as the senior coach of the Adelaide Crows. What do you say to that?
That's all right. He just won't come down the rooms ever.
That's hard because he's a boundary
Matty,
rider.
Can I just explain myself? So Jars asked me in a Q&A if I can impersonate Matty Nix. So that was my best effort, mate. So
it was good.
It was pretty good. From. It was pretty good, Billy. Yeah. I was impressed as well.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, we know it's all important for the players to get away in their break. Not that any would have headed overseas this time, Nixie, but I think it's more important for the coaches. It's been well documented over the last couple of weeks, the pressure on coaches. And what did you get to do, mate? Did you get away? Did you refresh? Are you back? Are you hungry again?
Well, I refreshed. I wouldn't say we got away.
Yeah.
But we, in a way we did, because we got to have a really good look at SA.
Yep.
We didn't go too far. We went down to Robe for a short period of time, ducked down to Victor Harbour again after that. So it was all about family. It was all about getting together. I don't get to spend a lot of time with the family during the season as much as I'd like. I really enjoyed it, as did the kids and my partner. And yeah, we had a really good rest. And it's nice to be back into footy, though, and have some structure around again.
So, Matty, during the footy season and the pre-season, how do you try and get a better balance, I suppose, with that family life and work?
Yeah, we're always working on it. It's something we do with our coaching group especially, but, our players, the RFLPA nowadays are fantastic at ensuring that we give our players a balanced life, so enough time away from the footy club. We try and do that with staff as well. We talk about sharpening the saw, getting away from here and making sure that you're not sawing away with a blunt saw. You're always sharpening it up and keeping yourself on edge. So we make sure we have the same day off during the week. We always have a Wednesday off. That allows families to spend time together. Any chance we get from our group, we'll give them a bit of time here and there, a half day. So, it's tough, but we love what we do as well. Anyone who's in the industry, we're in it because it's what we love doing. So you just got to balance that up with life and make sure that you're looking after your family at the same time.
Hey, speaking of staff, Nixie, you've had a little bit of personnel change over the break. Obviously, Scotty Burns was the big recruit at the end of last year, but also James Raheely and Nathan Van Berlo, my old housemate. How have they settled in? Have they had an impact early on?
Yeah, they have. They've been fantastic. I mean, as you mentioned, each of those guys, they've all got great experience, whether it be from coaching, VB, from his captaincy. So he's a fantastic leader and leads by example. Scotty Burns, his experience in the game, he's right up there with a lot of the head coaches at the moment.
Yeah.
What he's been able to do. So, for him to come in and now assist me and be a little bit of my right-hand man, I've really embraced that and love sitting with him and just talking footy. And James Raheely, coming from Geelong, which we have huge respect for a footy club like Geelong, what they've been able to do consistently. He stepped straight in and added value instantly. So I couldn't be more pleased with the group we've brought in and also the guys we've kept here. I mean, Michael Godden will continue to work alongside VB, and they'll be a great partnership in that midfield.
Yep.
As well as Matty Wright and also Brent Riley. So we've got a great group. We've connected well. I believe we've done some work from a coaching point of view that's matched what our players have been able to do over the break, and our players have been fantastic. So we're in a good space. We're working hard and looking forward to, making amends for last year. We were disappointed how we performed. We were humbled. So we're really hungry to get into footy in 2021.
Hey, Nixie, obviously, very experienced as an assistant coach, but your first year in the hot seat, what did you learn about the year?
I learned a few things that I wasn't able to put into practice beforehand. And that was around protocols. I learned what it meant to not be able to train. I learned what it meant to train or travel on a game day. There's so many new things that we went through this year, and every club every club experienced it, and it was challenging. We worked our way through it, but what I did learn is we're a damn good footy club. You know, the way we held on in the end, it was really disappointing. You know, it's documented. We failed as far as the season goes. We finished bottom of the ladder. That's not acceptable. But what we did, there was a hell of a lot of work off the field, you know, shaping what this group's going to look like going forward, shaping what this organisation's going to be going forward. And I'm really confident we've done some positive stuff in respect to that. So I look forward to what our supporters and our members will see this year.
And now, Matty, just regarding Tyson Stengel, from a club's perspective, where's he at the moment? Because he's let himself down and the club down on three occasions. Where's he fit in the program moving forward?
Yeah, Jones, look, from Tyson's point of view, he's on a stand down at the moment. So what that means, we've provided him with a training program. We've got all the appropriate support around him. We want to make sure that Tyson has the best opportunity from here to succeed and have another crack at AFL level. But, like, clearly Tyson didn't meet our standards.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's over the last 12 months. And unfortunately, when you don't meet standards, it will come to a point where we're going to make some decisions around who's actually inside the four walls. And for Tyson, I'm going to continue to remain in contact with Tyson, support him as much as I possibly can through this. But, we have standards that we want our guys to live up to and that we expect. And so if Tyson can show that over the next 12 months, then I believe he's a talented enough footballer. Yeah. I believe he's a good enough person. And I hope over the next 12 months we can help him get there and get himself back onto the list or onto an AFL list at worst.
Hey, Brad Crouch was on Melbourne Radio this morning and he expressed his frustrations. I'll let you have a listen to it and I've got a follow-up question after that.
I probably felt it for a couple of years while I was over in Adelaide before I made the move, where I was getting a little bit, I don't know whether it was run down in the same environment. And I think the way that we were playing at different times late last year was a bit frustrating. And for me, I want to get back to playing good finals footy again and being a special team.
Nixie, did he voice those frustrations to you? Or was it something he held in and he thought, you know what, I'm just going to leave to a more successful club?
Look, he did, and to his credit, we had conversations throughout the year around more around how he was feeling about football overall. Being a little stale in Adelaide. We touched on a number of conversations in around that area. He didn't talk about the way we were playing football, but I guess there he might be talking about the fact that we weren't having the success we were after. If you look at the last six rounds from last year, I felt, yeah, our group really were able to hit our straps and play the type of footy that we wanted to put out there. I know Brad enjoyed the last few games, as you do when you win.
Yep.
Games always enjoyable when you're up and winning games of footy. But, you know, from Brad's point of view, he did flag with me during the year that, you know, footy was getting a little stale. You know, did he need a new opportunity? Was it something big, a fresh start somewhere? So it was no surprise to me, you know, towards the end of that year that he made the decision he did.
Hey, Matty, as a Crows supporter, we're all really excited about Riley Thilthorpe. So I know there's a long time in between now and round one, but if everything goes well, would he be around, you know, the place for selection?
Yeah, look, he's a really exciting talent. At the moment, what we're doing with Riley is really managing him through. I haven't seen a first-year player that's been 200 centimetres plus with the work rate that this kid's got. And that's part of the reason why we picked him at the pick we did in the draft, you know, so high up. He's a worker to the point where we're doing a fair bit of work on at the moment his ability to build the base we need so that he can play a full season out rather than, you know, possibly breaking down every 3 or 4 weeks. It's it's important to us that we look medium to longer term with Riley. I'd love to see him play round one, but at the same time, we're going to look longer term, medium term with him, and we don't want him out, you know, in for round one, out for round two, and be sort of chasing his tail for the whole year. So I know I haven't really answered the question, but if we can put a good base under him for the next, say 6 weeks and lead into that first round, well, then we'll make some decisions around whether he comes in and plays. But he's definitely got the talent, I believe, to play at the level.
Have you sat down and thought about the leaders for 2021? Will Rory Sloane be the sole captain again? Is that a player vote? How does that work? And we've seen Tom Dudo step in and do a good job as well.
Yeah, we'll look at our leaders. I don't want to make a statement at the moment, but I'll get around to players over this pre-season period, and we have informal conversations around what our leadership looks like, you know, which players are stepping up, and we'll make decisions off the back of that. And I have no doubt, look, the way Rory captained last year, the way he worked off field, you know, to keep a group in a mental space, the way he was able to do it towards the end of last season, and for us to turn things around was a credit to him and who he is as a captain. So I would think he will hopefully get that vote from his peers and our leadership group from last year. You know, we may have a few additions or a few small changes to that when you see the performances of, you know, guys like Laird, guys like Riley O'Brien, those guys have had fantastic years. So by no means have we locked it in as yet. We'll leave that right up until pre-season, the first few pre-season games, and then we'll make some decisions from there.
Talking to Matty Nix, the Adelaide Crows senior coach. Before we wrap this big bad boy up, Nixie, how are you going to fit in Tex, Himmelberg, Fogarty and Lynch inside your forward 50?
I thought we'd play Lynchy on a wing. And
Tex is a wingman, isn't he?
Because you need pressure forwards these days in today's game, don't you? You need two or three young, fast blokes inside forward 50 to keep the ball in the area.
Yeah, you do. You need a balance. So, you're not going to mark the ball every time it goes in the air and the ball hits the deck. And part of that is getting some speed in around it and some guys who can really, you know, pressure in hard on the footy. We got Jimmy Rowe in this year through the draft.
Good.
Who's training really well. Mm. Slightly older than our regular drafted lads. So he's already sort of a step ahead in that area. You know, Murphy's another one who ripped in underneath. Ned McHenry's, you know, training well at the moment.
Yeah.
So there is a balance, as you said, and it's hard to fit all those guys in. Tex, again, this season, as he did last season's training, the house down. He does the work in the break. He's the ultimate professional, and he's leading by example. So what he's able to do now is we get in a Riley Tilthorpe who has a look at him and says, well, he's training at that level. I'll do the same.
Yeah, okay.
So we're quite pleased, but it's going to be a challenge.
It's going to be a tough one, yep.
We know that, and it's a good problem to have. I'd much rather have a lot to choose from than not many.
Yeah, good call. Hey, I did a couple of running sessions with Tex in the break. He actually flogged me, Jazz.
He beat
I used
you.
To beat him. And, I don't know if I've let myself go or he's got better. But, you know, I'd like to do my homework, Nixie, and ask a few questions to the boys. And I did ask Tex, anything I wrote here, and I'll read it out to you, anything I can ask Nixie that would surprise him. Surprise him. Like, you know, something that we wouldn't know, Jazz.
Yes.
This is what he's written back.
The Texan.
Yeah, ask him if he's going to extend my contract after this year.
Oh,
that's exactly what he wrote, so I have to ask the question.
Good
what do you think?
Mate, it's all about performance, isn't it?
Put it back on him.
Just say no.
Say no. Get rid of him. Sack him.
It's one of those things for Texan. He's going to leave a legacy no matter how he plays this year out, but I really do hope that he's able to lead by example. He's got some fantastic young kids he's playing alongside that are going to really step in at a point when Tex decides, enough's enough. But no answer to him at the moment.
All right.
That's a no for me.
I picked up no. That's a no. Nixie, thanks for your time, mate. Another exciting year ahead for the Adelaide Footy Club. So we really appreciate your time, and we'll speak again once before we get the round one underway. And Bluey, have you got any last comments to the senior coach?
No, I'm not going to take him off while he's
there. Boys, Matty Nix here. What about naming Tex Walker?
Here he goes. I can't believe you did that, Bluey.
I can't believe you stitched me up.
No, senior Adelaide coach.
Come on.
Our Town and Country Office National. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.